Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. There's an energy in the place of home. And for some, it is thick. As my partner translates these words from those thought groups and pictures that I give him, it appears to you that this is my voice speaking these words. And in the years that he has been doing this, this is indeed the best that it can be for me. For his translations will give you that of the heart as well as that of the intellect. And it means that the language is therefore complete. For it is the balance of these two which gives you discernment. What is happening here is real, authentic, accurate. Last week, in your time, my partner was in another country, and I gave him information about Gaia, and at the same time, I advised him not to record it, so that he could hear it, be part of it, anticipate it, and be clearer with the message when we wanted him to record it. And that would be now. And so this message, this night, is all about your relationship to Gaia. What is happening on the planet that you understand, that perhaps you don't understand? A review of some of the things that some of you have not heard and some of you had. And then things you might not have thought of. We start with this, more than a review, a remembrance. For the indigenous of the earth, that is the ancients, revered the planet that they were on. It was like a mother to them. And they would look at it as the source of all good things. It supplied the food, both from the forest and on the ground, supplied the water, gave them shelter even when it itself was angry. Mythology developed around it. Many stories prevailed, even many of the gods of old became depictions of the energy of Gaia. And rather than put it into one scenario of singularity, often it was split into many, many energies, godlike energies of the sea, of the air, of the land, of the crops, of the sun, of the warmth, of the cold. But always in respect. All the way to only a few hundred years ago, this existed. Always in respect. The Lemurians saw it and were some of the first to establish a protocol with Gaia, seeing Gaia as an energy of consciousness that you have then assumed as Mother Nature. And that's what we wish to speak of today. The Lemurians discovered that there was a balance that could be accomplished through the give and take. Like you would go to visit a friend, you'd bring a gift. And so Gaia always was given gifts in return for requests. Offerings always made a balance. If you took something from the land, you gave something back. And it could be simple, but it was something you owned or possessed, something of yours that you gave to Gaia. Now, in the process, dear ones, of modern civilization, even among light workers, this has not been recreated. For you do not get up in the morning and make an offering to Gaia. You may do all of the other things. You may talk to yourselves. You may have visions that intertwine with your higher self, but somehow that entity, which is Gaia, is left behind. And so here is a channeling that invites you to reconnect. Reconnection to the energy of the earth will then build a bridge of what is happening with the consciousness of human beings as it changes Gaia. For Gaia is in service to humanity, and Gaia changes as your consciousness changes. And that's automatic. But I will tell you this, you're going to have far more substantial control over what is going on this planet if you start having a relationship. Right now, you only look at it in fear. And you say, what is happening? Not understanding. So much of what is happening, you've caused. Not by anything you've done as humanity in an environmental way, but as humanity in an awakening consciousness way. And so we want to review what we have said about the weather. 21 years ago, I had my partner write in the little white book, what is happening today? And the reason we were able to give you this prophecy is because we saw the potential of a consciousness shift taking place on this planet that would be so great it would affect the dirt of the earth. And it has. So great that you would actually manifest a change in the time frame of Gaia. And you have. That you would advance that which would have occurred anyway. And you have. And I review with you this, that the weather changes you are seeing now, prophesied to you by myself 21 years ago, is not a surprise. And it is not caused by the pollutants you put in the air. And you can call it global warming if you wish. That's a nice phrase. It's something perhaps it will get you to put less pollutants in the air, and that's a good thing. But what you are seeing in the weather now would have happened anyway. In 300 years. But not now. We've called it the water cycle. It's about water. It's not about air. The water is the predominant attribute of the weather cycle you're seeing. More predominant is the temperature of it. Is it ice or isn't it ice? And this cycle has been repeated on this planet over and over and over. It is not new. It is not exceptional. It is not frightening. In the days of the Lemurians, the water level of the Pacific Ocean was almost 400 feet lower. And that's only 50,000 years ago. That was a water cycle. So much of it was ice. You're going through another water cycle. The last one was in the 1400s. Now, they are so slow that there is no remembrance that a human has of them. And in addition, the time span is so great that the record keeping does not exist in the form that it does today. But you can still look at the rings of the trees, and you can look at the striations of the rocks, and you can figure out that in the 1400s, you had a mini ice age. And you're going to have another one. And it's not an emergency. It is nothing to fear. You've gone through it before. Humanity, even without technology, has gone through it before. All you have to do is recognize it and make arrangements to get out of the way. 21 years ago, we told there would be a time when you could grow crops where crops would never grow, and a time where they always grew before, there would be none. It's the water cycle. And so I bring to you this. Do not be alarmed. Do not be afraid of what you're seeing today. It's changing in front of you. You've never seen it before. It is frightening, and it is explainable. The first thing we wish to bring to you is this. The ice is melting. You knew that. And in the melting of the ice, there is a shift in weight, a tremendous shift in weight. That which is on the poles of the planet redistributing itself in a liquid form around the crust. As the ice melts, you're going to have a tremendous weight shift in a very thin crust. And that is going to be something that needs adjusting. Earthquakes, volcanoes. Look at where the volcanoes are going off. Close to the poles. We say again to you what we have said before. The Chile has not seen the end of it. For there's a volcano there that really wants to erupt. Whether it does or not has the potential of what this lesson is about. Do you have a relationship with Gaia or don't you? Can you give instructions for Gaia to shake less in areas that are populated? Do you believe you have that power? This is the human being. Consciousness over matter. It is a relationship with a planet that wants to hear from you. As the crust adjusts, you're going to have more shaking. There's going to be more volcanic activity. Light worker, listening to this, in the room, not in the room, thousands of you, reestablish the relationship and watch what takes place. Earthquakes in unpopulated areas, under the ocean without tsunami event, volcanoes that affect no one. It's possible. It's doable. This is what is happening at the moment with Gaia. And so don't be alarmed at the sudden go slow, my partner. There's an increase in activity that is fearful. And what we're saying is it is normal. It has happened every single time the ice has melted. Now, here's something you should know, and science knows it, and it does not follow global warming. The ice is melting from underneath. Take a look. It has nothing to do with pollutants in the air. This is a natural occurring cycle. As the water becomes warmer, and it will, it increases the potential of storms. Now, you have a relationship with Gaia, or don't you? What would you like to tell Gaia about where the storms should be? So they follow the old track, as they always have. That is linear information. Or can you tell Gaia you prefer the storms to follow a track? It is not with humans in the way. Many things happening with the planet at the moment. The magnetics are changing as well. The magnetics of the solar system, the sun in particular, has an influence on your weather. The sun in particular. How many sunspots have you seen lately? What do you think about the correlation of a sun that has none? When can you remember that in your lifetime? What does it mean? I will tell you, dear human beings, it's all related. You may not understand the correlation, but I will tell you there is one. The sun is the fulcrum of the interdimensional gravitational pull attributes of the planets around it. There is information that is interdimensional. Call it a patterning, if you wish, which the sun generates every moment of the day. As the planets push and pull on the fulcrum of the solar system, that being the sun, these patterns are unique. Those particular patterns are generated and literally sent out in what you would call the solar wind. And through the energy of the sun, which has a magnetic attribute, it strikes the earth. This patterning, this message, if you will, this energy of what the solar system is doing intersects with the magnetic field of the earth. You can see that. You call it the aurora borealis. And in that, there now is transference of that patterning of the sun to the magnetic grid of the earth. Now, that is the magnetic grid you sit in. Now we give you information we've given you before, the Merkaba. That is to say, your DNA imprint, that is the field around you, receives the magnetic grid and the instructions from it, and passes it right to the DNA, which is also magnetic. And I have just given you that which is the transmission chain from that which you think is esoteric, but which is not, the interdimensional, magnetic, and gravitational attributes of the solar system going to your DNA. Some call it astrology. What else is it? It is an imprint sent to Gaia. It tells it when to do what it does. It's all related. There is another thing that is related that is not understood at all. There is another set of instructions that comes from a place you don't expect. There's a lot of energy hitting the earth. Science wonders where it's coming from. It's cosmic. It's coming from the center of the galaxy. There is there what science has called a singularity, which they also describe as a black hole. Now, we have told you there is no such thing as a singularity. It is impossible in physics. Instead, there is a polarity, and the polarity is a push and pull attribute of an interdimensional law you have not yet discovered, or at least not yet recognized. Once you do, you will have the missing two laws of physics, for there are six, not four. And this blasts out its own interdimensional message to the entire galaxy, and your sun receives it as well. You might say that matter has a message. Matter that cannot be seen has a message, and it hits the earth in a way that coordinates even the weather. And here you sit, human being, feeling that you are a product, a victim of what happens with Mother Nature. And we are telling you this, the message of today is to reawaken the relationship. And once you are able to do that, you will understand you are in control of all of it. No matter what the instruction sets are for the water cycle, for the seasons, for For that which you think is uncontrollable, more powerful than you can imagine, volcanic activity and earthquakes, is alterable with the relationship. And the indigenous knew it. They could make rain when none was in the forecast. They could grow crops in places where they shouldn't grow. They honored the land and gave gifts to it and received from it. This is absolutely real. Now we get esoteric. In these past years, something has happened. We've described this in the past, and we're going to give it to you again. Added to the puzzle is the human consciousness attribute that is starting to speed up time. I told you I would speak of that, and here it is. In a past metaphysical scenario of birth and death on the planet, the human in an old energy comes to the planet, learns whatever it is he wishes to learn, and then passes away. This, which you call death, is simply a shift of energy. And in the coming and the going, in an incarnation, which we call an expression, there is a visit two times to the cave of creation. The cave of creation, more than an esoteric place, is a physical place that we told you is interdimensional. It is invisible. It will never be found, but it is on the earth and needs to be. The soul core, that is to say, that which is your piece of the Creator, is stored in the cave of creation. Every time you come and go, it receives that energy. You might think of it perhaps as a crystalline structure with a stripe put upon it for every lifetime you live. It is the accounting of the Akash for the earth. It is different than the Akashic record, which is in your DNA. It's a separate one that is in the planet's accounting system. And in the past, here's how it worked. Whatever you accomplished on the planet when you left the essence of it in the cave. All that you knew became part of Gaia. The vibration of the planet, therefore, is postured by what you do. This is how the planet's vibration either increases or decreases, depending upon what humans do while they're here. You came back then to the other side of the veil, and next incarnation, you visited the cave of creation first, activated the essence of your soul, lived another lifetime, came back to the cave of creation, another stripe is put upon the crystal, all that you learned or didn't learn deposited there upon what we have called the crystalline grid. That's the part that vibrates esoterically. And this is how human consciousness in the past has affected Gaia. 1987, you gave permission to change it. And this is where it gets good. This is why we're here. I arrived in 1989. I've always been here. I always will be. But the manifestation of the messages happened in 1989. Through my partner and his willingness, we started to give you messages that were not available before that time, for the earth was not vibrating fast enough. And that's when you changed the rules. This met with opposition by those who were metaphysical, that such a thing could be, that the actual esoteric system would evolve. For the bias there was just like it is in science, that there is a static energy that never changes, and all you have to do is figure out the attributes of the energy and you will be able to control. Not understanding that even the rules evolve of physics. As the planet vibrates higher, the rules change. This is the quantum attribute of physics in general. You have evolving galaxies, evolving solar systems, evolving planets, evolving consciousness. All because there is no such thing as a static set of laws for everything. You just changed them. Since 1987, here is the attribute of what happens. A human being comes into the planet, they visit the cave of creation, they put their essence into the crystal, now they arrive and they're starting to live their life. Ah, but now, as they live their life, have the epiphanies, hold their light, learn what they have to learn as old souls, it is going directly to the crystalline grid. No death is required. And in that, it even changes how long you can stay. In an old system which had you die before the crystalline grid could receive what you've learned, it was imperative that you die. Now it isn't. Listen. It's time to start understanding that lifespan is in your hands. It is not part of an ancient system. Karma doesn't matter. And here you are with control over you, your cellular structure, the crystalline grid, what you learn, the very time frame of the planet, volcanic activity, earthquakes, and when you leave. And you might say, well, Krayan, that's only a master could do that. And we say, exactly. You're studying mastery. The energy systems being given to you today that are new and have happened in the last 20 years are mastery systems. All about you changing you. And we are saying the missing attribute, the missing piece. Return to the ancient system. Relationship with Gaia. And the one who channels Gaia will tell you this. For she knows. She'll also tell you you did not cause global warming, because she knows. And here it is. All about consciousness. The time frame, that is to say, that how fast time seems to go has been shifted. And so I say to the light workers who are listening to this message or are in this room, haven't you felt it? Time is moving faster. Your clocks, they go the same. The great mind that was Einstein gave it to you. But you never thought you could apply it to a quantum event, nor did he. You are vibrating faster. Vibration is speed. Doesn't matter if it's a straight line or it oscillates. It's speed. How fast are you vibrating? The faster you vibrate, the more time changes. Go take a look. And so here we are, dear human being. With knowledge we've given you today that invites a rekindling of a process that some of you are ignorant of. So the lesson of the day is this. Go study the indigenous, where they had it right. Take a look at those who tilled the land where we sit, for they had it right. Look at the mythology they have and find the seed of truth within it, for they had it right. They saw Gaia as a friend, as a mother. And before we close, I want to return to basics. When we first came here, in this form, and that is to say, as a channeling communicative process, we told you that things had changed. And what we've just described is only one of them. And it was controversial. But the one I'm going to give you, very, very controversial. It stirred up a whole lot of energy, a lot of emotions. That masters are self-enabled. That the process now, so straightforward, is that as you vibrate higher, you can reach out in a metaphoric way and touch the face of God yourself. No intermediate person, human being, or process is needed ever. A graduate status of the human being alone in the closet, discovering all the parts and pieces of them that are there, looking at the majesty and the light that is there. Feeling self-worth just because. Without coming to a lecture. Without hearing a heartwarming channeling. Just alone with the epiphany of who they are. And that is your lineage. Mastery. Old soul. Is what you've known and lost and are now rediscovering. I want you to remember it. Go out enabled. These things I bring you in this time, in this day, in this way, are truth. For in the process of this, you kindle even greater light. In the process, it goes right to the crystalline grid. In the process, in the process, in the process. And before you know it, you'll have that percentage we spoke of. You're on the way now. Less than 0.5% of humanity has to plant the seed that perhaps they are God. Even to plant the seed is enough, for the seed grows. Blessed is the human being who asks that question. For in the asking of the question, there is pure intent to let the seed grow into knowledge and over time into wisdom and then discovery. That is the message of today, all about Gaia. Or is it? Or is it? Take these things which are given and translate them into your reality. And if you didn't understand all of these things, I tell you this, that they can be given to you all at once if you wish. If you sit alone and say, what was that again? You'll get it all. But this is Spirit loving you enough to honor your interest in a process that is profound, that is that which is only given in a time of shift. Of an evolving humanity. And that's why we're here. Given this day, under the shadow of the mountain that speaks so clearly of these things, the family is there. And if you look hard, they walk the streets of Shasta because it is time for them to do so. And if you really want to know more, you travel up the hill just a little ways. And perhaps some of them will even give you a hug. And you'll know it. You'll know it. And so it is.